Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know, I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, it's a noontime hour here on Zolak and Bertrand. Thanks for being with us. Check out our website, 98.5sportshub.com. Download our app.
We appreciate you listening.
And continue to stream us. We love our everyday streamers.
Mm.
I got an email from Carl. Wanted to let us know that the MLB.TV package was made free to T-Mobile users. And they've really been pushing it to their customers, so okay. I wouldn't be surprised if the amount of T-Mobile users that have subscribed for free have helped the numbers this year.
We get HBO Max on the AT&T package.
He said, go UMass. That's from Carl. Thank you, Carl. Go yeah. UMass.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
That wasn't snobby music coming back right there. That was like, in your face.
It was in your face.
You're going to rock the 12 o'clock hour.
Yeah. 617-779-0985. Brian in Wisconsin. Thanks for hanging on.
Yeah, just reiterating what Carl said in the email. My wife and I had Sprint for a long time. Now we're T-Mobile, and we get it for free, and that's why I'm back watching Red Sox games
that's
every single
interesting.
Day. So I'm sure it has something to do with the numbers. Obviously, the Sox being good this season is a great reason to watch, but getting it for free doesn't hurt either.
It's a nice little perk. That's what that is. What is this we're playing in the background? You hear that?
Oh, it's my phone.
Oh, sorry. Okay, then. What were you playing?
I don't know. Just my arm hit it. Videos.
Well, let's go to Jeff, who's in Nashua. Jeff.
TikTok.
What is happening, gentlemen? McCarthy, you too? Listen.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
You guys were talking about a 5'2", 300-pound pitcher throwing 46 miles an hour. I thought you guys were talking about me. But having resided in the numbers 5, 7, and 8 on the snob list exclusively, and being strictly a Pete's Coffee guy, and having sired a Harvard Law student, they are guilty as charged. Now, I, too, have been captivated by Major League Baseball for the first time in a long time, but I really think the baseball dropped the ball last year. We really, really could have used 6 months' worth of day games as we sat around and sat around with nothing to do, and it was a perfect audience. And they just dropped the ball. They should have kept playing. They should have started playing earlier and been, you know, America's pastime when we really needed it.
Well, I'm going to disagree with you a little bit, Jeff, in that I feel the games are better with the fans there.
Way better.
There's some element added to the game, even when it's 12% like it is at Fenway, that has really improved the TV product and interest level for me. Just having fans in ballparks.
That looked brutal last year. Absolutely brutal with the pumped-in noise.
It was odd.
It was real strange. I was worried about the NFL. Now, you were able to zoom in and watch the product. I thought the NFL pulled it off better than others. But when they panned out, it's just, it's weird. It's weird calling. It was weird calling home games in front of no crowd. It just no pop in the stands for the teams. It sucked. It sucked. I give the players a lot of credit in all sports playing through it.
And I think hindsight on this is 2020. You got to think back to where we were a year ago at this time. They weren't going to start playing games.
No. And then they pissed people off with the money.
Do you remember?
Remember June?
Do you remember our state of affairs at this time a year ago?
The only thing we were bitching about, open the golf courses. Let us just play golf.
Those guys are still crybabies. Joe is in Everett on Snobby Estates. Joe.
Hi, guys. Yeah, regarding the snob list, doesn't Bill Lee live in Vermont?
Well, he's a weirdo, though. He lives in his Red Sox uniform and cleats.
No, but I think he would define the anti-snob.
Exactly. One other thing I have is what I call the one-inch rule. Do you remember the compasses when we were kids where you put a pencil in one end and the other side was a very pointy object?
Yes, I do. Yep, I remember those.
What you do is you point the point, set it for 1 inch, put the pointy object in Boston, and draw a circle. Anyone outside that circle is an idiot.
I like it. The 1 inch rule on a map. One
depends
little circle.
On the map is,
you know what? It does depend on the map, but you know what he's also saying? That the world ends at 495.
Yeah, it pretty much does. I would agree with that.
Yeah, I'm inside that.
You go once you go outside that 495, and that's, by the way, for some people stretching it. Other people would tell you it's 128, and that's the end of the world.
Yeah, those are the snobs.
Yeah. But 495 is the end of the world. It's, you know, you fear falling off the edge of the earth in those uncharted waters.
What's out there? I know. I used to have a 128 rule when I was doing those like charity games, the basketball games, softball games. Like, I wouldn't play in those towns outside of 495, but I'll play in the games inside 128.
Paul's in South Carolina today. Hi, Paul.
Hey, Beetle. And great to hear you guys.
Hi, buddy.
I moved down here in just for beginning of 2015, but I just wanted to give you two little inputs on my observation living in South Carolina. They actually sit through green lights because they will not, they won't even go into the intersection, edge forward and wait until, you know, they have an out. They'll just sit through green
lights. At the
lights.
Stop line?
They should be put in jail.
Yes. So they stop at the stop line. They don't go out into the intersection.
Correct.
Oh, my God.
They should be arrested. Really?
That should be a instant execution.
Hard labor,
impossible.
At least.
When you said, oh, my God, all the time that you've wasted in your life, you would not believe. I have sat through three green lights once at a place because they will not take the left.
How does anybody get anywhere on time?
We have friends that live in Charleston, and they've, like, invited us down. Like, hey, you should come down, but I'm going to warn you, if you ever do come down, things move real, real slow. I'm like, what do you mean real slow? Like, you go out to eat, like, oh, it's 2.5 hour dinner.
Know how you feel about that.
I can't
stay at the dinner table for more than about 45 minutes before
you
start getting itchy.
I hate you if you order an appetizer, and I hate you if you order a dessert and coffee.
You know how Zoe likes to go out to eat? He likes to. I've been out to you for a number of meals now.
Yeah.
So I can pretty much speak to this.
I like to eat the good stuff.
There's a lot of meals where Zoe doesn't like to ever get the entree. It's, let's get an appetizer, and then we're done. We're out of here.
Drinks,
He loves those.
I love the hit and runs.
No, that's a meal to him.
Yeah.
It is, especially at the right time of day.
Oh, my God. You go to Davio's, get the spring rolls.
Spring rolls.
Beef carpaccio.
Couple drinks, and he's done. We're out. Let's go.
All of your blue cheese.
It's like, all right, we're here with Zoe. We got to go.
Yeah. We're going to go another place.
But when you do the full meal, Zoe gets real itchy, man.
Last full meal I did was at Grill 23.
45 minutes?
Oh, it's about 45 minutes he starts losing it.
Yeah.
I mean, he's still okay. He's still sitting at the table. But after about 45 minutes, it's like, okay.
I started traveling with Capello.
What are we doing?
I blame Capello for this because he's one of those jackass. Like, he's a big, massive coffee drinker. But
would like Hardy's coffee.
He orders the decaf at the end of the meal just to piss me off. Like, who orders decaf coffee?
It's someone who likes coffee.
No. Because it's not. It doesn't do anything for you.
So what?
But if you like the taste,
do you like coffee? Some people drink coffee.
This is a big argument. There's no middle in this.
Can you drink?
This is like the Red Sox yellow uniforms, either in or out.
No.
Yeah.
No. You have coffee
in the morning or throughout the day. You don't have coffee 9 o'clock at night to extend dinner another 45 minutes.
I listen. I know that a lot of people drink the decaf at night so that they don't stay up at night because the caffeine bothers them. Maybe they're at a little bit of an advanced age like Capello is. So, you know, maybe in his youth, he could drink. I can still drink coffee at night and go to sleep. Can you?
Yeah.
Some people can't. And they still like
coffee. I have five Red Bulls and go to bed.
Hardy's coffee machine is really delightful.
Are you
going to
keep talking about it?
I'm telling you.
What's it look like?
Do you love coffee? Or do you just drink it for the benefits of the buzz?
I've learned for both.
I love it.
There's nothing better than that in the morning. Now I go on my deck, just do like a stretch, like that Peyton Manning commercial when he's on that balcony, you know, with the robe, and he's got his coffee. Like, that's how you start your day.
And the test is this.
I don't want anybody around.
I want anybody black around. Coffee and tell good coffee from crap coffee. You like coffee.
That's why I get to Starbucks at home. But if I'm on the road, I'll go to Dunk because it's the convenience of it. because you go in, got the kids in a car. It's like, it's that's your,
I'm going to tell you,
that's
something.
Your car coffee.
When you buy the Dunk coffee for home,
yeah,
you must, don't ever buy it in the plastic container.
Oh, that big orange thing. Why?
It's just, it's not good.
See, is that it?
Buy the bags.
Is that why?
There's a difference.
I'm telling you, I told you it tastes different at home.
I'm telling you, there's a difference. You've got to buy it in the bags.
Like the Starbucks tastes the same.
And if you've got a coffee grinder, buy the beans. Even better.
Oh, you got to do the beans. Like here, the bean grinder.
Hardy's coffee machine is like,
it's unbelievable.
Does he have a steam thing, like milk?
Oh, the little metal rod?
Yeah.
He sent us a picture of it.
Whole deal.
Who sent who?
It's professional.
I didn't get
one. I'm really jealous. Just really jealous of it.
Why don't you get one? I've
got a good coffee maker, but I don't have a fancy one that makes espresso and will foam the milk for you if you're making a latte. I have one of those.
I have that Ninja coffee maker.
It looks like he robbed the Starbucks. Like he walked out with their machinery.
Yeah.
It's all stainless steel.
Huh.
And it's very compact, too, for the homeowner.
Is
it? For the home consumer use.
What kind of cup does he use? Like, does he have the mini white cups? Like,
of course he does.
Oh, God.
He's a host. I mean, really knows how to host people.
He's one of those,
I've been there many times.
He's one of those weird guys.
He does?
He's one of those weird guys that go and walk around Pier 1 Imports or like, what's the name of that place you sign up for when you get married? All the house stuff.
Like Bed Bath & Beyond?
No, the place.
They sell that stuff.
The fancy place at
Williams
the mall.
Williams & Sonoma?
No, shut up.
Pier 1 Imports,
God,
not
no,
Pier 1.
No, come on.
The place that sells
it's
like...
at the mall where they got all the cups and utensils.
That could be a million places.
No, it isn't.
Walmart?
Shut up. No, it's at the mall. It's fancy.
Williams & Sonoma.
No.
Walmart.
Wow, look how good that meal looks.
Oh, I know what he's thinking of.
Come on.
Target.
No.
Crate & Barrel.
Crate & Barrel.
There it is.
Crate & Barrel. God dang it. It's weird. That's COVID brain. It's there for me, but I can't reach it.
It's either COVID or CTE.
No,
it's one of the
I don't
two.
Get hit. You have to get hit to get CTE. Okay. It's not CTE.
All right.
A wonderful mix of the two.
Oh, man. Sometimes.
That's quite the cocktail
it's
right
cocktail.
There.
Just, you took the words out of my mouth. Good one.
We call it the Zolak.
Yes.
Mm.
Zotini.
Knives.
That's when we're going to Rhode Island to eat, because we couldn't eat outside Mass.
617-779-0985. Massachusetts is the snobbiest state in the country, according to Zippia. Zippia. These people are out to lunch. I don't know what they're talking about. More of your calls are coming up on that and on the Red Sox and the resurgence of baseball. Everybody's watching baseball again. Who thought that would happen?
Are they?
Man, this world has given us weird turns, huh? Warrior calls are next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.com. In partnership with MGM Springfield.
Putting you in the middle of the story.
Bob and Easton, Bob.
In the middle of the day.
You know why I love this show?
Zolak and Bertrand.
Because I have ADD. 38 seconds.
So
I'm talking about Greer and Shanahan to Zolak TikTok. 98.5,
the Sports Hub.
Started the day talking some Patriots draft. Draft is next Thursday. This is when it all begins. Shaggy's in the car on the Patriots and their quarterback situation. Shaggy.
Gentlemen, from now on, besides Shaggy, I'm Shag on the bag because I'm back on the grass, looping again. I'm happy. Life is everything right, man. Everything crisp. But we're going to divert to snobbiness. Are you ready, boys?
Sure.
All right, Mac, welcome to the team. You're with a good team, all right? Just listen to the boys. You'll learn a lot.
Thanks.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, I'll try.
Left to right. Left to right. Oregon, back in the day when I used to caddy on tour. You snobs, no. But very, very good wine. Then you move back to the middle of Canada, United States. Very nice. Not snobby. You take Route 29 from Winnipeg all the way down. to the middle of the United States, great. And then you get the Michigan people, unbelievable. Meeting today is great. Then you move your way back to New England since I've been gone 22 years from Palm Beach. We are not snobby up here. We are confident. We are confident. I'll tell you what snobby is. When so-and-so walks in and say, hey, Shag, where's my tea time? Well, you forgot to make it tea time. Where are you from? I don't know. Maybe New York? Oh, okay, fine. Well, there's 80 people on the tea sheet.
Right. I would say New York, Connecticut, snobs. The hell out of here, you snobs.
Depends on what part of New
York. You know what it is?
Right.
It's the people in the... I had a couple agents that worked in New York, and like they would drop their kids off for the whole summer, send them away to camps. Like those people are snobs. Like they don't want their kids around in the summer. Like that's a New York thing. Yeah, I've been watching these Bledsoe videos he's been doing, his little wine tasting things. Like, you know, him and Rick Meyer do this thing back and forth.
Yeah.
The Wine Odyssey.
Right.
That's snobbish. I see him like, you know, trying to swirl the glass. I'm like, this guy was two drinks in and he passed out.
Oh, so you think the consumption of wine is snobby?
Now all of a sudden, he's just like wine expert. Snobby.
Depends on how you consume your wine. I'm with Zoe on this. Being a wine drinker does not make you a snob. The way you drink your wine and the way you approach it, that makes you a snob.
I don't need some guy telling me what he tastes in his wine. Like this tastes like a little hint of cherry or chocolate or, you know, you could taste the wood barrel if this was in an oak barrel or if it was done in a cement urn.
You could be a beer
being
snob.
A white. You know, let's turn into beer snob. Sosie.
Beer snobs are definitely.
Watch Sosie on Twitter. He's into these craft beer things. And he's like real picky with them. Beer snob. Just put something in front of me. I drink it. I don't ask, hey, what is this? I don't want this. I don't like the way it's taste. No, I'm just, hey, thank you. I'll take that, sure. Sneaky snob. They're sneaky snobs. People that don't want to come off snobby, but little things they do, they could be considered a snob. T-Bone with his little outfits. Snobby. His tight
little
shirts.
Little outfits.
Your little shirts you come in with, your little stripes sometimes. And you know how he has his shorts sometimes in the summer and it like rolls up the cuff on him? Snobby. His little white shoes. Yeah. Look at Lanny. You think Lanny's snobby?
No.
No. No way.
No.
Yes.
Salt of the earth.
Nothing. Nothing snobby about that guy.
Just talk to him. Oh, my God.
Guy wears shorts year-round. Nothing snobby about that.
Felger and Mass. Snobs. With their big board.
Billy Lana, huge wands.
They could care less about the equipment in the studio. We're just going to do what we do. You know? Throw balls and darts in here. Got glass everywhere, you know? It's dangerous in here. You hurt someone. It's expensive stuff. You got to take care of our environment here. It's snobby. Yeah, they'll get another one.
Yes, you're exactly the person I want preaching to everybody about taking care of the studio. It's the
worst possible guy to be doing it.
Look at it. It's perfect. Perfect work area. I haven't heard Mass complain when he comes in. Those days are over.
Right? Yeah, no more toenail clippings left there?
Crumble the crumbs. Maybe eat on the keyboard. Don't do that anymore.
Alex in Attleboro. Hey, Alex.
All right, fellas. I'll give you snobs. I go to the Belmont in 2018 to see Justify win the Triple Crown. The New Yorkers, it's wall-to-wall 20-something New York idiots who think they know everything about horse racing. You go to the window to place your bet. There's signs all over the track. Know what you're going to bet before you get there. They go up in a pack of 10, and some broad whips out the racing form right at the window.
That's strong.
To make up her mind what to do. Now, if that's not snobbish for New York, I don't know what is. I'm out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take that, lady.
Eric in Weymouth emailed in and said, listen, Beetle, I know you're a South Shore guy. Hingham might be the snobbiest town in America.
It's right up there.
Now we're going to call out individual towns.
Oh, we can start doing that. I'm all for that. Let's start taking names.
That whole place is one big wine and cheese social. Coach. Love the show. Have a great day, guys. Eric in Weymouth.
Coach was complaining about the traffic last week coming from there. Tough.
Oh, was he?
Oh, too bad.
I was late getting there. He's like, I know about traffic.
Oh, poor baby.
It took me an hour and a half to get to work the other
day. Oh.
Oh, tough.
Oh, no.
Yeah, nice spot.
Did it take you a long time to get to work?
Nice spot. Yeah. You don't have to live there. You live in Foxborough.
Everybody knows where he lives down there.
Yeah.
He's not out.
It's nice. Real nice.
It's
T-Bone, you live close to them.
Yeah, you know what I would say? It's easy to maintain where he lives.
Yeah.
It's one of those places where they do it all for you. You know, it's not like he's living in some mansion.
He ain't racing back to cut the grass.
Hashtag regular guy where he lives. Well, not regular guy. Regular rich guy is what I would say. Right?
Yeah. Well, between there, yeah, the Nantucket place and yeah, Jupiter, yeah. Yeah, regular guy.
Sure. Sure. Regular. Rich guy.
I'd have a lot of stuff.
McTakey's right. Let's start taking names.
Oh, yeah.
Who else we throwing in this? Snobbiest towns in the state.
Chatham.
Chatham's up there.
Chatham's right up there.
Would you stay at Wequassen or would you stay at Chatham Bars Inn? See, that's an argument.
That is a big argument. That's not an argument I ever have to make. But
tell you what,
that's what snobby people do.
There ain't nothing like sitting on the back of that Chatham Bars Inn, man, having a cocktail.
I mean, how about, you know, Newton or Wellesley?
Wobbin. Sneaky, small town.
Dover.
Newton. Oh, Dover.
Winchester. Winchester.
Dover.
Dover doesn't have a supermarket.
Hey, we see you, Dover. Yeah. We see you.
Yep.
Winchester, dry town for a long, long time.
Winchester.
Concord.
Yep.
Nantucket.
Who calls it Concord?
Concord. What?
Concord, huh? Like the airport.
People not from here.
I think
snobs.
I think you meant Concord.
Concord, yeah.
Concord.
Lexington, Concord.
Lexington,
oh.
Concord. Yep.
Snobby.
Wellesley. Wellesley takes the cap off. That's the...
Those are some snobby towns.
Yeah.
We got Hingham out of the way early.
Oh, yeah. No, Hingham. I'd put Hingham. Hingham's top three. Easy.
Cohasset.
Yeah, Cohasset.
I see you, Cohasset.
Plymouth has its spots.
No. Plymouth has its spots.
Plymouth has its spots. Sneaky snobbies. Plymouth.
Sneaky. A couple of neighborhoods.
A couple of neighborhoods.
Plymouth, other than that, is just a year-round regular town.
Hard disagree.
Another sneaky, like not really Chatham, but Harwich. Harwichport.
Harwich, yep.
Just got an email from Max. He said, yep, Cohasset.
Oh, yeah, I'd put Cohasset in there.
He's got Cohasset in the crosshairs.
Absolutely.
Just regular people down there.
Yeah, I don't think
Jerusalem,
so.
Oh, yeah, Jerusalem
Road, for you,
Atlantic Ave.
Hey, Hyannis, too?
No, not Hyannis.
There's a port.
No, Hyannis Port. Hyannis
Port.
Have you been to Hyannis?
Yes.
Yeah, we're not talking about Hyannis. Why do you take a ride down Freshholes Road in Hyannis? Not exactly the snobbiest place you've ever seen in your life.
Oh, drug dealers, huh?
Oh, Hyannis, Yarmouth?
Yarmouth is where you get the go-karts and the mini golf. You want some clams and
West
ice cream.
West and South Yarmouth.
Sounds kind of snobby, Mac.
I'd say so. Looking down on all those Cape Towns.
You know, it's really snobby, too. Like, we know Nantucket's snobby, but.
What?
We're waiting.
I'm trying to think.
Oh, you see, he's got that Zoe cocktail going again. The COVID brain, the CTE, it's all kind of converging.
Yeah, there's like
at
small
once.
Towns COVID within 60. Little towns and like Falmouth. Like I'm trying to come up with the names of them, but
oh, you're talking about like the little villages.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got their little names, their little cute names, mm-hmm. Little harbor.
Yeah.
Like Sequoset or Sipawisset.
Yeah.
That type of stuff.
And stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Stuff like that.
Yeah. We should do one of those Snobfest shows. Half hour, we'll go around town. We ain't chronicle. We're snobical. We'll go to towns that are snobby.
We just did that.
Yep. We did. Yeah.
That just happened.
Narragansett. Like Newport. Snobby.
617-779-0985. Let's get back into the Patriots. We'll do that next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Scott Zolak.
Listen to this.
Has the best analysis. Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I'm about to witness the strength of street knowledge.
Wow, are we getting flooded with emails, tweets, phone calls.
We are a snobby state because there are so many damn towns that are snobby. Osterville, Oyster Harbor.
Oh, my God. The snobbiest.
My brother-in-law texted me, don't forget about Woods Hole with all the pretentious scientists that live there.
I'm going to tell
like
you.
Like Skomel.
Three towns that we apparently missed that I'm getting inundated with.
Weston.
Marblehead, number one.
Oh, my God.
A lot of people checking in on Marblehead.
Yep.
Wow.
Hamilton.
Marblehead Hamilton. Is a big one that gets named. Andover is another one that's getting named.
Yep.
And we left out Duxbury. People are very quick to say
Duxbury. That's inexcusable.
Duxbury like wants to be those other towns. That's the difference with the Duxbury one.
Oh, I don't know about that, Zoe. I don't know. I mean, as a South Shore guy here.
Like, Breer moved there to be that.
Bert moved there.
Bert moved there to be that. Bert wants to be like them, these other towns we're talking about, so that's why he moved to Duxbury, because they think they're that.
Yeah, no. Duxbury is that.
I have no clue. I've never been to
Duxbury. Duxbury absolutely is that. Weston, too. We got to put Weston in there.
Ain't
I think you mentioned that.
Ain't Marshfield.
Duxbury's nicer than Marshfield.
Oh, yeah.
And snobbier.
Yeah.
And far more expensive.
Far more snobbier.
It's a snobby state.
Oh, we got a lot of snobby places. There's no
kidding.
I mean, maybe
all
we deserve
up and down.
Maybe we deserve it. Maybe this number one ranking, their methodology was garbage based on bachelor's degrees in wine, but maybe they were onto something. Maybe. Maybe.
Should be like towns that don't allow drive-thrus. How many of those we have around here?
We're getting a lot of those coming in.
Towns
that would not allow fast food or drive-thrus.
What is it, Lynn?
Why you gotta dump on Lynn like that?
I was sitting at Lynn.
What's your problem with Lynn?
I was watching someone walk and order through the drive-thru and got served through the drive-thru.
So?
They weren't in a car.
So?
Normally people don't do that. Like the drive-thru won't serve you. Like, what are you doing?
Sometimes they will.
Okay. That was pretty cool. Well, that's different.
Let's go to the calls.
Sure.
I just got multiple emails on Duxbury since we mentioned Duxbury. Deluxbury, as some have called it. Sean in Essex. Hi, Sean.
Hey, guys. Yeah, so Zoe mentioned this town. This may be the most snobbiest town on earth, okay? The houses have names, and it has a polo club, and that's Hamilton.
Yep.
A polo club, guys.
Your phone's breaking up, Sean.
Yeah,
but
our best friends live up in Hamilton.
You got snob friends, huh?
Oh, he belongs to the club up there. Yeah,
the polo club,
not the polo club. The big golf club. Mont Hardy just salivates to go to. I told him I'm gonna take him here one day.
What's the big golf club?
See, I already forgot the name. It's this weird thing today. I can't remember names.
It's so good you don't even know the name of it.
What's the big club up there? Jesus.
There it is again. There's that cocktail.
Yeah, cocktail of CTE and COVID brain.
Russ and Revere. Hey, Russ.
Russ.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey,
talk.
Hey, yeah, you were just talking about Concord and Lexington, and I grew up in Revere. I actually just moved back here from Cambridge. But I worked in Lexington, and I worked in Cambridge before, and in those places, I'll tell you, I mean, Cambridge isn't as bad, but it's like in Lexington, they give them like REI gift cards, like depending on how much food they compost. It's absurd.
What about like Bolton?
What?
What about Bolton? Like town like Bolton?
That's $4.95 snobby. It's a bit of a different level of snobby.
Yeah, but I mean, like you go up 128, like that's Concord and Lexington are up there.
Why do you say it like that?
Concord? I don't know because I think it's the airplane Concord, the Concord. I don't say Concord.
But that's how it is. It's Concord.
I know. Okay, I get that here.
Like you came, you saw, you conquered.
I grew up in Pittsburgh. We have this town called Peabody there. But here it's Peabody, and it's spelled exactly the same. You know,
correct.
So it's the delivery. But I know Peabody is Peabody here. And I call it Peabody, but I call it Concord.
How long have you been here? 30 years?
Yeah, more.
Yeah.
Never been.
He's been here longer than anywhere else he's ever been.
Yeah. Now Scott, I'm a masshole.
Scott in Mansfield. Hey, Scott, on the Patriots.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you
doing?
What's going on?
Hey,
I live in Mansfield. I think Norton, Mass is a snob town.
What?
Come on.
I might be moving there. I'm going to be a snob now. I was just telling the guys. I might be moving there. Am I going to be a snob?
Oh, it's beautiful. I mean, Norton is beautiful.
Oh, no, it's definitely nice. But, I think that $4.95 belt is not snobby. I'm in Rentham. We're not snobby. Attleboro's not snobby.
I know people from
Foxborough isn't snobby.
I've never considered that.
Milford, not snobby.
I think that's a reach. I think it's not a top 10 draft pick in this snob draft.
Norton,
all of a sudden, Norton and Easton are snobby?
Not, nah. There's nothing
West snobby. Bridgewater snobby?
There's nothing snobby about the Hockomock.
Young 106, you ain't snobby.
Oh, no. No, no, no.
No.
Not at all.
No offense.
Joe in the car. Hey, Joe.
Hey, how's it going, guys? First of all, I'm a Hanover guy. I think Hanover's the best town on the South Shore. But
it's got everything.
I know Beetle, I think.
It's got a little bit of everything there, Joe, doesn't it?
Yeah. But, hey, I think with the Patriots, I saw a report come out with Rappaport saying Pats are looking to trade maybe six overall from Miami. And I was wondering if you guys think the Dolphins would give them that pick with them being in the division.
Yeah. They'd give it for the right price.
If the
absolutely.
Price is right, yeah, they would.
Yep. They know each other's secrets. You ain't hiding anything here. We're good with our quarterback. You want to go get one? We'll give it to you.
If the Patriots get the sixth pick, they're going to get a quarterback. So they don't care. All right, go ahead, draft one. We have one.
Yeah,
we have our guy. We already fleeced.
we already fleeced San Francisco. We'll fleece you, too. Sure.
I think they would give up the pick to a team in the division as long as they get an appropriate return.
You know, we're running our draft coverage promo there. You know, keep bumping back and, you know, say, hey, would you be upset? I'm starting to get real upset if the Patriots are trade the 15th pick.
Well, that might
move back. I'm saying move back.
Yeah, that was my question. I was taken out of context.
I'd get really pissed
off. In
that
promo, and I said, wouldn't you be pissed if they traded the 15th pick? The end of that sentence is, they traded the 15th pick and they moved down?
Yes.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah, because they would nail this pick.
I don't want them moving back.
No.
No way.
No. He gets this pick. And I keep thinking about it, too. The fact... Defensive-minded head coach. You got three new personnel guys with Matt Patricia, his former defensive coordinator here, in personnel. They're going defense at 15.
I'd like to add a caveat to that. If they move back like one space or two spaces somehow,
and
they still get the guy they were going to draft at 15 anyway, like one of those deals I'll accept.
Initial uproar would be there, though.
Don't go back 10. I don't want you going back 10 spots.
The 15th pick. Oh, the number. Could you imagine a 27?
I don't want them going back 10 spots.
Oh, we're used to picking around 27.
No,
28.
Thank you.
It's kind of
all set with that.
It's where we got Sony and, you know, Isaiah.
Mike Reese thinks it could be a 2-year approach with them drafting. We'll continue to talk Patriots draft and the snobbiest towns in this state of ours. That's next.
Dorchester.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Zoe and Beetle, working to keep you up to date at work.
What's the drop-off between 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6?
Okay, between 5 and 7?
What's the difference between 5 and 1?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
With Trey Lance, I think the team I'm going to match him with as we sit here right now, at least, you know, 10 days out from the draft, the New England Patriots. That's where I'm going to put Trey Lance. I could totally see him on the board around 8 or 9 and New England making a move to go up and get him. I think it's a perfect spot. The team's built to kind of play that type of football, and he can sit behind Cam Newton and kind of grow as a player. Hey, Trey Lance, we don't know what he is as a guy yet. You know, I mean, he hasn't played a lot of football, as we've talked about. So, you know, he needs some time to sit behind somebody and grow.
Chris Sims talking about how Trey Lance could be a fit for the Patriots. Zoe, you mentioned it earlier. You don't like the idea of a rookie coming in who's drafted with a high draft pick and then playing behind whoever is, I'm sorry, not playing, but sitting behind whoever it is that's playing, whether it's Stidham or it's Cam Newton. Likely Cam Newton in that scenario, the one that Sims just laid out. You're not a fan of that whatsoever. If you get a guy and you have a first-round pick that playing. You use on a quarterback, you say, get the kid in there and play.
You get him in playing. Like, what are you waiting for? If it goes to, like, the Reese's two-year window, I don't know how this betters the kid to wait and develop while all this other money that you went and spent, you know, your window right now for these high-priced veterans is right now, these next 2 years. And Matt Judon's played a lot of ball. These tight ends have played a lot of ball. You think Nelson Aguilar's taking a lot of snaps? Hell yeah. You know, Bourne's a younger kid. But all this stuff you went and added, for now. Like Stephon Gilmore, his window's now. The window's for these kids right now. Hightower coming back is to win now. Hightower's not coming back and wanting to play again. A guy that's already won three to say, you know what? Our window's a 2-year window. You need an impact guy right now with that pick. I don't want a Jordan Lovett. You want a Jordan Lovett and then have your quarterback pissed off because you didn't have any help? Well, you had that guy. You had that situation. You know? I want that situation back. Wish we had that guy again. We don't. You got to move on. I'm trying to move on. We did nothing to address the quarterback room since he's left. Nothing.
So what Mike Reese had mentioned in his story about the draft is that the Patriots in years past have approached the draft by not drafting for the current year, but drafting for the following year. Greg Bedard has brought this up as well.
Yeah, you've been 13 and 3, 14 and 2 those years, though.
That's the difference that these guys are failing to recognize.
You're on the floor right now trying to get up.
And the example that was cited by Reese was Nate Solder being drafted back in 2011.
That's almost spring, a comfort. That's a comfort pick.
10 years ago when they had Sebastian Vollmer and Matt Leight still on the roster. They were coming off a 14 and 2 year. Disappointing end. The following year, when they still had all these guys on the roster, they went to the Super Bowl.
Right. Bill's 59 then. Bill's 69
now. And I don't think any of us are writing home about the greatness of the 2011 Patriots.
We didn't realize it at the time.
But they were in the Super Bowl, guys.
Yeah.
Okay? So they were a good team. Our expectations are a little warped compared to other fan bases and other groups of media that cover the league.
We were printing out 12, 13, 14 win seasons.
Automatic.
Year after year. They're on a roll.
They don't have that luxury anymore.
You're not supporting that role. You know, as you had that was a luxury pick. You already had two good tackles.
As you said earlier, Bill Belichick is not 59 anymore. He's 69.
It's squeezing on everybody. It's squeezing on the owner's not younger. Head coach isn't younger. The team isn't younger. McCourty's not younger. Steph's not younger. Hightower's not younger. You know what I mean?
I have a snob list for you to get to here. We're mixing it all up. We got calls on both. We're bouncing between
Myopia was the club up north.
Myopia.
Yeah, I freaking can't come up with it. Stupid.
Brian sent us a list, and here are the member towns. And I'll tell you what it is after the fact.
If you got a horse, you're a snob. Yeah.
He said, here's the list of the snob towns. Here are the snob towns. I'm going to read them. And it's a link to a website. I clicked on it.
Oh.
Acton Boxborough, Cohasset, Concord Carlisle, Dover, Duxbury, Franklin, Hingham.
Franklin?
These are all
a Jersey Mike's.
Yep, there's a rule. If there's a Jersey Mike's, it's not snob.
They got a Jersey Mike's, a Wendy's, and a Taco Bell all on the same block, and a Burger King. You're not snobby.
Hold on. Let me read the rest. You can say that one's
not like the
others.
And a Star Market and a Big Y.
Hingham,
and
Lincoln.
And I love them all.
Lincoln, yeah.
Sudbury, Marshfield, Medfield,
Franklin,
Needham, Norwell, Scituate, Winchester. And this is the website of the Town Pride Lacrosse Program. It's made up of a group of like-minded boys town youth lacrosse programs that are dedicated to providing the best lacrosse experience for its players. It is a league that is configured to grade-level play with the goal of developing as many players in each grade as possible. Towns with elite lacrosse programs should be considered snobby towns, according to Brian.
Agreed. Outside of Franklin, all of those towns you named, snobby.
Franklin's the outlier in that list. Yep. Sorry, Franklin people.
Sorry.
I lived in Franklin.
Sorry,
I lived in Chestnut Ridge.
I can't play town lacrosse anymore. I'm too good for this.
That's a great list right there.
What a list.
That's good stuff.
Wow. McTakey said, we got to start taking names. If we're going to be the snobbiest state, let's start blaming somebody. And that's exactly what we do in this state. Ryan's in the truck. Ryan, go ahead.
Franklin.
Hey, what's up, Zoe?
What's up? BJ's is in Franklin. What's going on?
Hey, so I grew up in Hamilton.
They got a Pub 99 in Franklin. Go ahead.
So, yeah, I grew up in Hamilton, and you are absolutely correct. They are the snobbiest people I have ever met. I used to caddy at that Myopia Hunt Club. And it's like a bunch of Felgers sitting around with napkins.
There ain't nothing wrong with that. I mean,
napkins over their laps. Brendan's in New Hampshire. Hi, Brendan.
How you doing, Bertrand?
How you doing, Brendan?
Good. Let's get you off that speakerphone, and we'll go back to you. Sounds like he's in a different room.
How you doing?
Let's see if we can reconnect there. Brad in Northborough. Brad.
Hey, guys. North Borough shares a regional school with the town of Southboro. Southboro is inside 495.
So Southboro's got some big boy houses.
Big time.
Get a lot for your money in Southboro.
Yes, you do.
Oh,
it doesn't feel snobby.
Yep.
I'll give you a neighborhood in Southboro. Like the houses start around 10,000 square feet. And it's big ones. Yeah.
A lot to clean. Kyle's in Norton.
I think it's called Sears Road.
Okay, Kyle wasn't there. Mike in Boston. Hi, Mike.
Manchester by the Sea. That place, I got cursed.
It sounds swanky.
Manchester by the Bay by accident.
Anything with like by the sea or harbor or oyster in it, yeah, that counts.
If there's a dash in your name, you're snobby. Manchester by the Sea. Snobby.
It's like Concord Carlisle.
Well, that's a school district. It's not a town.
Lincoln Sudbury.
School district.
Yeah.
Those are two towns. They share the schools.
Whitman Hanson.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Snobby, because they've got a dash. It's just the school district.
Bridgewater, Raynham.
Dighton, Rehoboth.
Dighton, Rehoboth.
Andrew in Rhode Island. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, guys. Happy Taco Tuesday on the 420. How you doing?
Hell yeah. What about Bristol down there? That's a snobby town.
Welcome if you got them.
Bristol, and I went to a school called Exeter West Greenwich.
Greenwich is snobby.
So it's looking more and more like getting Fields or Lance is going to be a pipe dream, depending on the capital it's going to take to get there. So ideally, what would you guys like to see? I think that...
What if one of those guys falls around 10 or 12? That's not a ton of capital slide up three.
Well, 10 or 12 wouldn't be too bad, but if you're trying to get up to six, you're talking probably two firsts and a second. Going from, 15 to 12 is probably going to cost you a first and maybe a third.
But here's the question. How many teams want to do it that want to move up? Are they competing against?
Bill's never that guy. And plus, if the three best at the position are already off the board in the top three, why would they give up that much collateral to move
Because they like one of the fourth or fifth guys. There are plenty of examples.
Then I think you're talking yourself
into that.
Fourth or
fifth quarterback getting drafted and being pretty good.
Yeah, Mahomes.
How many guys were taken ahead of him? Trubisky was taken ahead of him. Who else was in that draft?
Was Mahomes second or third? Because
Watson went after him.
Yeah, but a pick or two after. Mahomes was second.
Yeah,
in that draft.
The Bears traded up to get Trubisky. They passed on both those guys.
Yep.
Yeah, Trubisky went before him, and that was right. Yeah, he was the second quarterback taken, so he doesn't really qualify.
Yeah, I guess so.
It doesn't really.
But from a pick area standpoint, like 10th pick, 12th pick,
Man, Leonard Fournette was the fourth pick in that draft.
Yeah,
can you imagine Jacksonville running back with the fourth pick?
Super Bowl champ.
They are not the team that drafted him.
Nope. They used him the best. Got him going.
You don't use a fourth overall pick on a running back. I'm sorry. Joe in New Hampshire. Hey, Joe.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hey.
First time, long time. You guys are great.
Hey.
So, listen, you guys totally left off. Newburyport, Newberry. Pretty much anything. The Manchester by the Sea.
Anything with new in it. Yeah.
Their name has by the
new
sea.
New Bedford.
I know that
by the sea stuff pisses me off. It's like something like Ariel from the Little Mermaid, under the sea. Like, okay, get it. We get it. You're near the sea. You're near water. Good for you. Yep.
There are a lot of towns with by
location,
the sea in
location.
Them. I don't know.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.